TDAS 2021 H1, good job! Through the first half of 2021, TDAS GDP grew by 12.3% year-on-year, with its actually utilized foreign investment up by 7.3% and actually utilized domestic investment up by 14.6%. Local economy saw steady and sound growth thanks to accelerating clustering of big and good projects. Its ever-highlighted role as a manufacturing powerhouse, constantly optimized industrial structure, and a more high-quality and efficient development model. Nippon's next big move in TDA. With a total investment of about 960 million yuan, Nippon China broke ground on its automotive plant eco-industrial park in Nangang Industrial Zone on July 18th. This new mega project will be built into a showcase of intelligent manufacturing and Industry 4.0, and a benchmark for digitized and eco-friendly industrial parks. Pacific Drive Line kicks off a new project in TDA. Construction of Tianjin Pacific Drive Line Technology's new project kicked off in TDA West Zone quite recently. This general assembly facility is projected to produce 20,000 MOSFETs and 150 differential sets annually, and will become operational in December 2022 with a total investment of 380 million yuan. Aries Tianjin plant completed. Recently, the Tianjin plant of Aries Tianjin Daily Necessities Company Limited passed the completion acceptance. Integrating intelligent production and automatic storage, the plant will develop and produce plastic products and small appliances. It's expected to be put into production in September this year. TDA to build China's first 100 domestically manufactured desalination equipment. Recently, Xianda Tianjin Seawater Resources Development Company Limited kicked off its integrated project of desalination and comprehensive utilization in Nangang Industrial Zone. The project will serve as the main source of industrial water, providing premium desalinated seawater for local enterprises. A set of 100 domestically manufactured equipment will be built in Phase 1, the first of its kind in seawater desalination in China. China's largest third-party testing base of medical devices completed in TDA. On July 23rd, Meiling Group inaugurated its new testing base in TDA, which marks the birth of the largest non-public third-party testing base of medical devices in China. With a total coverage of 10,000 square meters, the base is equipped with the most advanced testing device in China, and its testing results have been recognized by more than 100 countries. TDA awarded National Smart City. TDA was recently awarded one of the top 10 model projects of Smart City of 2020 in 2021 New Smart City Summit. In recent years, through the 1 plus 4 plus N comprehensive solution for Smart City, One City Brand IoC Center, 4 AI platforms, and multiple innovative applications, TDA has improved smart city operation, balanced industrial development, and facilitated citizens' life. Tianjin Haichang Popsicle Festival unveiled it. On July 20th, the third Tianjin Haichang Summer Popsicle Festival was officially unveiled. The nostalgia-themed festival integrated Guochao, Chinese fashion trend, driving demand for domestic brands and products that often incorporate Chinese traditional culture and style, and attract swarm of visitors with such theme booths as supply and marketing cooperatives and popsicle stores. During the event, the high-profile Haichang Ice Age Pavilion is also officially opened to visitors.